Does a woman make a siyum for finishing a sefer? If so, is it considered a sudas mitzvah to allow a bechor to eat erev Pesach, and would she say kaddish? Anonymous from South Africa. I did find a sefer bring down a shuvas minchas David, that a woman making a siyum, even on those things that she is permitted to learn, is not a sudas mitzvah, because the sudas mitzvah is for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which a woman does not have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And therefore, it's not a sudas mitzvah to allow Bechor to eat erev Pesach. Women usually do not say Kaddish. You need a minion of men to say Kaddish, and it's not really proper for a woman to say Kaddish in front of a minion of men. However, there is an idea of making a siyum even for the siyum of a mitzvah. And if a woman learns something that she has to learn because of the mitzvah she has to do, she learned all of the halachas of challah, or the halachas of hadlakas neros, or brachos, or any other things that women are required to do, and she spent a while going through these halachas or whatever, then she can make a siyum to celebrate the finishing of the mitzvah. Whether it is a fully bona fide siyum to be a sudas mitzvah to permit a bechor to eat erev Pesach, and the other halachas of a sudas mitzvah to permit eating meat during the 9 days and so on, probably not. But is it a simcha? Perhaps yes, and she can celebrate to herself or with her family finishing of such a mitzvah, even though she doesn't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but finishing a learning about a mitzvah that she has to do as the siyum of a mitzvah itself.